You're listening to All Things Considered on 89.1 WEMU. Good afternoon, I'm Bob Eccles. The 2013 Governor's Service Awards are being presented this month to acknowledge contributions made by Michigan volunteers. And there are a couple of local finalists. We're introducing you to them this afternoon. One of them is Fritz Schaefer of Ann Arbor. He volunteers with Arbor Hospice, and he's a finalist in the Senior Volunteer of the Year category. How'd you feel, Mr. Fritz, when you found out that you were a finalist for the Governor's Service Award?
Well, I was very surprised and honored, of course, to be a finalist. And I'm really thrilled about the fact that we're going to get publicity here because I really think community service is a very important thing. And years ago, a friend of mine, whose name is Clyde King, and he was the mayor of Ypsilanti, and on his retirement party, he talked about how important community service and helping people was. And that kind of stuck with me. So when a chance came for me to jump in and do some community work, I did it.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about the volunteer work you do. I understand it's fairly specialized.
Well, it is specialized. I'm a photographer for Arbor Hospice, and I provide a memorial portrait of the patient. And that's either just the patient alone or with a couple family members. Sometimes, most recently, I took a picture of a lady and her three grandchildren all together, and they were on a couch, and it worked really well. And it's voluntary and entirely up to the patient. And I take the picture either in the patient's home. That's most frequently. Once in a while in the care facility if they can't get out. Mm-hmm. And I have a background in photography. I'm a graduate of the WCC photography program. And so when I go in, I work with the family in determining where in the room we're going to take the picture, how much room do we have, are they stuck in their wheelchair, is that the only place they can be, or can we put them in the couch, what kind of backgrounds we're going to have, we've got to watch out for reflections, and so on. So we work all those things out. Sometimes I ask them if the patient has a particular hobby, maybe they would like to include a piece of artwork that they're holding or something like that. And so we take the pictures. I have studio lights set up because you've got to control the light before you do anything else. And when you're in a house, you don't know where the light's going to be, if it's going to have enough light or what. And I also tether the camera to a laptop computer so you can see the picture large, because in the old days it would happen that I would say, boy, that's a really good picture, but you're trying to look through this tiny little viewfinder and you get home and somebody's eyes are shut, and that's not a good thing. So losing the camera tethered to the computer really works well. And then either the caregiver or the patient sets down with me, and we look at the pictures one by one and rank them and pick the one picture that the patient likes the best. And then that's the primary one that I work on. I go take it home with me, touch it up a little bit in Photoshop or one of those types of software, and then frame it, print it and frame it, and give it to the family. And I also give them a CD with that picture, and frequently there are other pictures that are on there that are pretty good as well. And so they've got those, and they can get more prints of them or email them or whatever they want to do with them.
How long have you been doing this?
This is my 10th year.
All right. Why is it important for you to do volunteer work? Was it Mr. King who sort of pointed you in that direction?
Well, he did. That was certainly an influence. And we touched on helping people. And I think if you're helping people out in some way, you really need to like what you're doing and be pretty good at it so that you stay with it. And photography for me is a lot of fun. And I've stuck with it for 9.5 years, and so I think I'm in the right spot. And another important thing is the folks at Arbor Hospice are fantastic. They are wonderful. They are a pleasure to work with. I work with one person whose name is Sherry Wagenknecht, and I've worked with her from the very beginning, and she is one of the sweetest people in the entire world. I just love talking and working with Sherry. And she has a little sign on her desk. It says, "We believe in angels." And the reason she has that sign is she is an angel. So it's perfect. And you know what? Arbor Hospice could not work without volunteers. I'm the only photographer and probably the only one they need at this point. But they need a lot of people to help care for patients. My wife is also a volunteer with Arbor Hospice, and that's where their greatest need is. And so if someone out there is listening and would like to help out, give them a call, and they'll explain the program, and there's a little training program that you go through and so on. And they need help not only with caring with the patients, but arranging flowers, and they have a thousand other things that they you can use them for. So give them a call if you get a chance.
And I guess another question would be, why volunteer at Arbor Hospice in particular?
Well, over 10 years ago, in my wife's family, who lives in Grand Rapids, there were some serious medical issues, and they worked with the hospice organization in Grand Rapids, and we were both very, very impressed with them. And I got a monthly newsletter from them, and they were talking about a fellow that had set up a photography program there in Grand Rapids at the hospice. And I said, I can do that. So I got on the phone, looked up the phone number of hospice, called. I talked with Sherry Wagon, connected as that happened. I said, Sherry, have you guys ever considered a photography program? And she said, well, no, we haven't. Come in, let's talk about it, and let's see. And I went in, and like they say, the rest is history.
Mr. Schaefer, thanks for joining me today, and good luck.
You're very welcome, and I certainly appreciate the invitation. Thank you.
Fritz Schaefer is a volunteer with Arbor Hospice and a finalist for this year's Governor's Service Awards, which will be presented in Grand Rapids on July the 23rd.